Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but not the star of the show. Mike Gary is with us today. He is not the star of the show, but we're happy to have him with us. The star of the program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
Hey, good to have you with us again. I know the last couple of weeks you were out and about, and now you're here, and good to have you here.
Yeah, we did a little best of. We're back, all of us, ready to roll here, and we have a big show today. We're going to talk some baseball for you. The Astros are really starting to get clobbered by, literally, by their competition. We'll be talking about that. Baseball might be going under the bubble rule for the playoffs. We got some football stories to talk about, see what's coming up in the new season, and a whole lot more. How's your week, Fred? You usually have some interesting things going on.
Well, you know what? The last couple of weeks, I have taken my time, which I have a lot of nowadays. I have taken my talents to my backyard.
Really?
Nice. Very nice.
I've taken my talents to my backyard. And I've started watering plants that I haven't watered in several years.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
And it's amazing. You know, after you've starved them and tortured your plants, then you come back out and you give them water. And these suckers, this one plant, it was bent over, almost parallel to the ground. And by that afternoon, about 8 o'clock the afternoon, right before the sun before it got too dark, yeah. I went outside and that thing had moved a foot and it was sticking up in
it's
the
amazing.
Air. He was so bold and so excited and so happy.
And, it's kind of like that stuff Frank Thomas uses to work out with, I think.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's amazing.
Plant erection juice.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
No.
Take it easy there.
If I can't say that, I'm going to be on my way home here pretty quick.
We're on CRN. We're on Sports Byline. We're on Sirius XM. We're on video as well, too. Mike Gary is up in the rafters. How's your view from up there?
I love up here in the cheap seats. Looking for the beer guy to come by right now.
That's kind of nice. We're at the new Rams Stadium, which is going to be opening this year. Maybe, I don't know if there'll be fans in there or not, but it will be open. Fred, you and I are still waiting for our tour of the place, right?
Believe me, I'm here. I'm out waiting, though.
It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. A lot to talk about. Don't forget to talk to us on Facebook Live. We'll be back.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from C Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. C Crane has a new solution. Call the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have C-Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at ccrane.com/booster. That's ccrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer, a man who always on the cutting edge and wants you to win things. And some lucky person today, we have a contest going, is going to be the proud winner of a 5-question gut test that we're going to be giving you from the good people at Linzess. So be ready to see if you can win and get your 5-question gut test. How is your gut today, Fred? Good?
My gut's good today. I was just thinking about something. You know, the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been inconsistent here. I've been out for a couple of weeks. You've been out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know.
And
Mike's always out.
Mike's out, but he's here.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's good to be back. I'm glad to be here with our fans, our audience listening in, and sorry that we had a couple of moments where we, at the last moment, just had to do something else. But we're really excited to be back here, always to be together. The three of us are together. We may not be in the same room, but the three of us are here. And we welcome you to another broadcast moment with us.
That's good. Now, we're going to talk some baseball here in our first long segment here on the show, because I'm happy. I'm happy it's back. It gives you something to think about and do, even though the crowd noise is starting to sound a little too familiar at time to time. But I'm glad we've got baseball back. I've been enjoying watching games.
And they do a good job, too. I think they do. I was cynical at first when they were pounding out the dents, but I think they've done a pretty decent job.
I think so.
And we'll see what happens going forward.
I think that the presentation of the product has been very well executed. I think that the way that certain stadiums are putting cardboard cutouts, certain stadiums are using digitized virtual fans, I think is really interesting. I really like hearing all the dialogue on the field, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that in a second. I do think the level of play, though, is not where it should be. I mean, considering we're seeing a lot of pitchers get hurt. We're seeing a lot of kind of ticky-tack injuries just from lack of repetition, lack of reps. And also, I think that we're seeing, and we talked about this before the show, that the chase of the long ball, the relying on analytics, the not bunting, the not playing small ball, the not moving people over is really kind of leaving me a little in a lurch here.
I think they're bored.
Really?
I do. I think that the baseball players, they look uninterested. They know they're playing 60 games. They're going up to the plate. They're choking. and hitting is way off around baseball.
Coast to coast. One of the things that I think hitting, I agree with you. I think hitting is off in baseball, and I think part of that is, from what I've heard, they can't do additional batting practice. They can only get into the ballpark at a certain time, so you get into like a little bit of a slump. How do you pull yourself out of it, Fred?
Well, again, you know, when you say we're going to have baseball this year, okay, fine, but what kind of baseball are you going to have? And now you're finding out that they've played 20 games already, 19, I think, something like that, 18, 19. They've got 40 games left. It's going to go by very fast. And there's a lot of, you know, I got to tell you, if just off the top of my head, you know, if there's some teams out there that if they get off to a rocky start, they're going to be
hurting. Yeah,
they're going to be in tough shape going forward in this tournament playoff.
I think also there's another fact, you know, we've juxtaposed this with the NBA. I mean, these baseball players are still traveling, and I think that's hard on them. I think that the kind of travel and the kind of uncertainty with that travel and their health, it's not like in the NBA where you're in the bubble and everybody's hanging out by the pool and drinking beer during the daytime. I mean, they're still kind of out there doing the baseball players, their normal routine and travel, but yet still in really adverse circumstances.
Yeah, so you mean they're going from San Diego to Arizona.
On the private charter. Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah,
it's real rough.
I've been disappointed in the batting performance of one of my favorite players, Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros, who for the last few years has been hitting in the upper twos up into the threes. And he's batting, I think, around 173. I think his average went up to 183, and they actually benched his batting coach for about 20 games here recently.
Wait a minute. They benched his batting coach?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean, there is a site called I think it's called the Asterix. If you look at it on Twitter, you follow that on Twitter, There's a guy who's unmerciful. I mean, every time Altuve made three errors, they show it. They said the Giants came up with a new way to hit the players on Houston. And show a
it's
giant
at 20. Player. Yeah, at 2020 Houston Shame Tour. It's at 2020 Houston Shame Tour. And it's a fantastic follow.
Giant takes the ball and he throws it trying to get the guy at the plate, but he hits the actual Houston Astro player in the shoulder, and they put that video up there. It's pretty good stuff. I think wherever the Astros go, I mean, they had a problem in the Oakland Coliseum here this week. They had the bench clearing brawl over there. The bench is cleared and the stands emptied here because the Athletics, I think, won 9 straight, and the Astros had won lost about 4 or 5 in a row. More power to the Astros. Nothing could be nicer to a team that stinks and should have been penalized. And as you say, Fred, the owner, Jim Crane, should have been divested of his team.
Well, now they're bringing it up. You know, what's interesting is this sounds like it's kind of a funny Alfred Hitchcock or Twilight Zone, where a baseball team cheats their way to the championship. But how they pay for it is that in perpetuity for the rest of their lives, they go game to game, getting in fights and beanballs.
Well, this Oakland A's situation.
It's a good way to look at the season. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It makes it fantastic to watch. But this Oakland A's situation, I mean, there's more to the story on that.
What's going on there?
This brawl breaks out. And it wasn't because the A's were hitting the Astros. It's actually the other way around. And it was actually mentioned that because Mike Fiers, the whistleblower, you might say, the deep throat of this whole scandal with the Astros, he actually went to the A's. And so a lot of pundits are out there saying that these beanballs that the Astros were plunking the A's with was retaliation for that. And that's absolutely despicable. I mean, the Astros, they know they cheated. Take your lumps.
That's right.
Keep your head down and move forward.
They're not going to do that.
Boy, I'll tell you, U.S. House of Representative Adam Schiff heard that Mike Fiers was the whistleblower, and he's called him to go to Washington to reopen the impeachment proceedings, from what I've heard. That's okay. A little political humor. Come on, guys. That's
nice
not
one.
Bad.
That's a good
thank
one.
You. Thank you.
Just a second.
Thank
you. Just a second. Let me. Yeah.
Let me mark the time so I can cut that out when I send to the syndicators. Some more fallout from this. Because the one thing that the Major League Baseball, we saw this before when the Dodgers and the Astros went at it. Right before the season, they knew, Manfred knew that they're going to be gunning for the Astros, but we're in a pandemic. And so they said, Manfred said himself, he's like, look, you guys, don't fight. If you fight, we're going to throw the book at you because that's the antithesis of social distancing. And we saw this with this Houston bench coach who was suspended for 20 games, fellas. 20 games. For instigating this incident, when the A's and the Houston kind of started fighting.
Just recently.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
He was 20 games. 20 games they gave him. Yeah.
I think he can whittle that down.
That's the first penalty that anybody in Houston has received after the sign-stealing scandal.
It was Houston Astros coach Alex Citron, and here's his reaction to the suspension. Quote, I accept MLB's suspension and will learn from this, said in a statement. Although I never referenced Ramon's mother, my actions were inappropriate. I apologize for my part in Sunday's unfortunate incident. I think that's all you need to know about this situation.
You talked about the player's mother? Boy, that's something else.
Oh, boy.
This is better yet. I'm telling you, there should be. What's the site we got to follow on Twitter again, Mike?
It's 2020 Astros Shame Tour. 2020 Astros Shame Tour. Just Google that. It's good stuff.
Yeah, you got to check that out, Fred. You're going to love that. That's good stuff. Now, they're saying if we get to the playoffs, Major League Baseball, who we've all agreed is doing a fairly good job of doing this, even though there's been some positive testing for coronavirus. There may be a bubble for the playoffs. They might pick a location and do all the playoffs in one spot. Your thoughts on that, Fred?
I don't care, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I don't care. They're going to try and squeeze out. I thought that's what they were going to do before the season started. I thought they were all going to go to four cities, stay there, and play in Dodger Stadium. And get on with it. And now they've just now realized that they should do that. That's great planning.
Well, if they do it, I for one will get my cardboard cutout and get it on a plane so my cutout could watch the playoffs, even though I can't. We'll continue straight ahead here. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We're going to get you in and out to see Fred. You know, we broadcast live on CRN Digital Talk Radio, the network, CRNTalk.com. You can check it out on Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211. We're on Roku. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook Live with the video portion of the show. So check it out. Anybody in the chat room, Mike Gary, that has comments or anything for us today on the show?
Indeed we do. Thank you so much for mentioning that on Facebook.com/CRN Talk. We have John says, hi, Mike and Fred from Oxford, UK, all the way over in the UK. We have all Rachel. Right, we have a friend of the show, Paul Stern, Bruce, Kathy, Paul Beverly. Stern, and, Bernard has a quick question for you, Fred. He says, Fred, your former teammate Roman Gabriel is to be inducted to the National Quarterback Hall of Fame. Any good stories about Gabriel? You're familiar with Gabriel?
Not Gabriel, it's Gabriel.
Gabriel, excuse me.
Not Gabriel.
Gabriel was one of the heroines in the TV show I watched.
There's a lot of great little stories, personality stories. I don't have the time right now to do it right. I like to tell stories and do them right. When Gabe were playing in Chicago in '72, and Tommy Prothro was our coach, and Gabe went into the doctor's stall of the locker room at Soldier Field in Chicago, and he was to get a shot in his arm and his elbow. And so Prothro came in and he was nervous about Gabe being ready to begin with. And so he asked Gabe, are you ready, Gabe? Are you ready? Are you going to take this shot right now? And he says, yeah, I'm gonna be all right, Tommy. Don't worry about it. So the doctor came in and got the needle out and put a shot into his elbow and hit the ulna nerve.
Oh no!
The nerve right there as Prothro coach was smoking a cigarette, an L&M, I believe it was, and he was sitting there smoking a cigarette. He was a terrible, just a dreadful smoking machine, and he just smoked 5-6 packs of cigarettes a day, and he watched the needle go in, and Gabe let out a scream. He went, I can't say it. That's it.
Don't say it, please.
And then he says, you're a quack. And then without missing a beat, Prothro turned around and yelled down the hall into the locker room, Bethard, get warmed up. You're up. and Bethard was down there talking to me and a bunch of other guys. And the last thing he wanted to do was play. He didn't want to play against the Bears that day in Chicago. And so he got loosened up and warm. We lost. But the whole day was thrown off when this doctor hit the guy's ulna nerve, Roman Gabriel's
His
arm went dead. And during the game, he was on the sideline. Game was on the sideline. And Proth would walk over to him and say, how do you feel now, Gabe? You all right now? You feel numb? He goes, no, my arm's dead. You saw what he did. and so it was a lot of fun on the sideline. I'm telling you, Gabe's arm was dead for like 8 hours on the way home, after the game, on the way home.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of fun, and that incident cost that doctor his job.
I would hope so.
Wow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. Well,
his son, Roman Gabriel's son, RG3, contacts this show from time to time. He's big, remembers you, Fred, from playing days and everything like that. And he does radio shows and stuff. We'll have to get him on here sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. But that, pretty good. But Gabe was a terrific guy and still is. And I just got an email from him about 3 weeks ago, I think it was. And he's headed out to L.A. here one of these days.
We'll have him on.
We'll hook up.
That'd be very good. Get him on.
Yeah,
the show.
Thanks for asking about that. I forgot.
Good comments from the fans in the stands here. You can get into our chat room. I owe Paul Stern about 3 phone calls, by the way. I'm going to give
Neighbor
him a call. Neighbor Paul's called me
Neighbor.
A few times.
The King of Palm Springs. Taught me everything I know.
He's pretty good. Now, the. That's the problem. Okay. so football season getting ready to start, and we can count on good old Cowboys owner Jerry Jones for his anthem policy. He says he it's his belief that players should stand for the national anthem. He said, but he did not say if a policy is going to be in effect for 2020. But hopefully he'll put something in effect. I think they should stand for the national anthem.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that he hasn't announced if he's going to? He's not going to demand that be the case.
Well, he's talked to a lot of people, handfuls of people, including President Donald Trump, and then including another former president and current and former players. And he says, "We're going to show grace. I'm going to show grace. I'd like to show that kind of grace in a sensitive manner." He was saying, he was talking to the media for the first time in like 109 days. He says, everyone is genuine here. I'm giving everyone the benefit of the doubt relative to any decision that I make. I have one thing. My job is to run the Dallas Cowboys. My job is to do what's right. We've asked for all of this interest, and we've asked for our players to give everything they've got.
Yeah.
So I want to sit down when I have an issue.
That means you're going to sit there and kneel. During the
no, he says, I want to sit down when I have an issue. I have a decision to make. I want to show the world that I can do it with grace and come up with the right solution. I don't know what we're going to do a month from now or 2 months from now. Our players have always been open-eared for anything that I have to offer, and I've been open-eared for what they have to offer, and that's what we'll do. So we'll see what he's going to do.
He's already told you what he's going to do.
Nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, he's going to let them kneel.
I don't know. Yeah.
I hope he has some stand.
I would say if the NFL
has some grace, what does that mean?
I think if the NFL moves forward and does have fans in stadiums, he will not let them kneel. Because the one thing he does not want is Cowboy Stadium booing those players, therefore booing the Cowboys themselves. Well, if there's some sort of weird bubble where there's no fans, I think he's going to let them do whatever they want.
He's going to get a backlash on TV. People will see it unless they show the national anthem.
We certainly learned from the Colin Kaepernick thing, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean,
did we?
Well, I mean, I think most of the people told them what they thought of it, and that hurt them. By the way, that hurt them for 2 years.
Yeah,
about
true.
18-19% drop in attendance.
Yeah, sponsorships fled as well.
Believe me, this isn't now whether or not that holds true today. 4 years later, is it 4 years? 4 years later, I don't know. Who knows? But the point is that the players have to act out, and they're doing it under the banner of Black Lives Matter and. My problem with all of it is that they don't even know. Nobody's told anybody, any player, any athlete, professional athlete, drawing a paycheck. No one's told them at all anything about, ask them a question. Tell me about Black Lives Matter. Tell me all about what I'm now agreeing with you on. Tell me. There isn't one player that has explained it to anybody.
Well, I think you're probably right. I don't think it's been happening. So it's all, I don't know. We'll see what Jerry Jones comes up with. Well, hopefully he makes the right decision, as he says.
Whatever Jerry Jones does is going to be the best thing for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, of course. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I got to get out of the show early today because I got to head to Vegas and put my bet down on USC. To win the Pac-12 this year. I just want to let you guys know. I'm thinking about doing that.
Not so fast.
Okay. So the NFL, though, they say if there's no college football at all, that you watch is going to be football every day of the week. I've heard people say this, and you're going to have different football games every night, and so it'll keep people supercharged and energized. And the NFL says they are laser-focused on having Super Bowl 55 as scheduled. Fred, your thoughts?
So 55, that means this February of 21?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly. Yep. The NFL executive VP, Peter O'Reilly, said the February 7th Super Bowl will still on track.
They don't want to lose money, do they?
No, they do not.
Yeah, so but they'll tell college football, you know, hey, back off. And and so college football is taking a terrible blow. And that's the one thing that they
should. That's terrible.
That's the one thing they should allow to go forward. And if they're going to stop anything, they should stop pro football.
Fred Dreyer, everybody. I'm Michael Horn along with Mike Geary. Mike, tell us about Joe Montana apparently calling out Tom Brady's biggest gripe with the Patriots when he was on that team. What was it?
Joe Montana recently appeared on a podcast and said he spoke to Tom Brady. The two of them are close about, you know, what happened, the fallout when Tom Brady left the Patriots and signed with the Bucks. And according to Mr. Montana, Joe Montana, he said that Tom Brady was frustrated with his lack of input in the offense, saying that he really felt that he wanted more offense, more input on play calling, and that now in Tampa Bay with offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, that quote unquote, all Tom has to do is sit under center and let things fly. He has carte blanche to do whatever he wants under center.
Well, I think that's the way it should be. Fred Dreyer, your thoughts on this? You played.
Well, yes, but let me just say something. It would be very, it would be almost impossible if you were to tell me after 13, 15, 16 years of playing a quarterback and winning six championships that Tom Brady didn't have input into the offense.
It would be, I agree.
I would find it very hard to believe. So, you know, to what degree, I have no idea. But I got to tell you, this is, if this is his main gripe, then I don't know what to say about it.
Well, hold on. We'll keep your thoughts there going here, and we continue straight ahead in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Geary, the one and only all-pro defensive end and acting legend Fred Dreyer return in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Third floor study hall.
First floor homeroom.
My dining room table.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has everything from notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to face masks. Now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of hand sanitizer, masks, and other PPE products. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
In front of the TV.
No chance, kiddo.
Staples. Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Meanwhile, back at the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, Michael Geary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer hanging out with you, talking some sports here for you, taking you through the weeks in sports. So Joe Montana calling out Tom Brady. He said his biggest gripe with the Patriots was not being asked to go ahead and comment and help out Belichick and the coaching crew and everybody on New England. So if that is the case, indeed Brady's able to do that now with his new team. And so there you go. And in the meantime, Brett Favre is saying he would like to see Aaron Rodgers on the Bears. So there a problem, Fred, between Aaron Rodgers wanting to stay on the Green Bay? He's got 3 years, I think, left on his contract with Green Bay, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. He's not going anywhere, certainly.
I don't think so.
No, he's not. And that's all speculation. And, it's what happens when a great quarterback comes to the end of his time with an organization. And there, what I would recommend, and I'm sure he does, and doesn't need me to say anything about it, but he should just show up and have a press conference at the very beginning of his training camp and say, look, I'm 35 years old. How old is he? 35?
Yeah.
35 years old.
35.
I've got a couple of years left on my contract. I aim to be here for it. And I'm going to play my ass off, and we're going to win some football games and hopefully win a championship. That's what my aim is, and that's my official statement. Now, get out of my locker room and let me go to work. Goodbye. That's what he should do, and that's what the team wants him to do. And they don't want this Twitter, they don't want this social media to destroy the locker room. This is, when you got the number one guy on your team, the focal point of criticism, no matter what it is, you have to worry about losing the locker room to a third entity, and you can't have that. And that is the responsibility of Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's deliciously ironic that Brett Favre is giving these comments now. I mean, as we know, Brett Favre, when the Packers drafted Aaron Rodgers as a potential replacement for Brett Favre was notorious and famously rude. He would not speak to Aaron Rodgers. He would not help him in any way. And now I find it quite interesting and almost conspiratorial. And I'm going to bring up the conspiratorial music real fast.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. That Brett Favre would suggest that Aaron Rodgers should leave the Packers because, interestingly enough, guess who's the all-time leader of passing for the Packers records?
Of course.
Brett Favre's 60,000 yards. Aaron Rodgers, 50,000 yards. Maybe three seasons he can pass Brett Favre as the all-time leader.
Yeah,
so
sure.
This is just so disingenuous and somewhat, I think, disgusting by Brett Favre.
Are you saying that you would think Brett Favre would do this to protect his own records? Are you telling me that? Is that the deal, huh?
I do believe that, in fact, this could be the reason why Brett Favre made these comments.
All right, we'll see. Okay, so Brett Favre would like to see Aaron Rodgers go to the Chicago. But I agree with you, Fred. I agree with you. The leadership role is the quarterback's the leadership. Get in there and say, hey, look, I got 3 years going. Okay, Jordan Love is here. We understand that. He's the quarterback of the future, but I got some games to play. So let's get going. I think that – I hope that's what happens. We'll see.
And he also could put a little dig in there if he wants.
It would be my touch.
He would just simply say, as far as Brett Favre goes, he ought to just shut up and mind his own business in retirement. And I've got the stuff to do here. And he wasn't exactly the biggest help to me in the time I was there.
So I'm going to try to help this
young quarterback the best I possibly can. And that would be me playing the best I can. He'll learn from winning. That's what my goal is.
All right. So there's a little controversy as we get into training camp here now to see what's going to be going on. ESPN was voicing their opinion here after Brett Favre got involved, and ESPN says the Bears have the shakiest quarterback situation in the NFL. Well, they got Nick Foles and Trubisky. They got Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah. That's a little shaky to you, huh, Fred?
Trubisky, they played all last year without anybody actually saying the Bears made a terrible mistake drafting him. And I think they're going to be saying that this year if he doesn't perform. And if that's the case, that's a general manager killer right there. That's a GM killer. That costs you your job.
But, I mean, have the Bears had any sort of really talented quarterback since Jim McMahon? I mean, my entire lifetime, pretty much, they've always relied on
Carson Palmer.
Rudy Bukic.
On defense and on the running game. I mean, does that speak, Fred, to the modern NFL where you can't really win unless you have a dominant downfield quarterback?
Well, once you tell everybody we're going to run everything through the quarterback position, you better have a quarterback who can do everything you want them to do. You know, I mean, you can run the ball. They don't want to run it anymore. They don't want to pay a running back, you know, $14, $16, $18 million to go out and get 1,000 yards and maybe not make the playoffs. You know, all these coaches are pass offense crazy, and they want the offense to go through the quarterback, through the air. Every time you turn around and hand it off to somebody, it's a waste of time. A lot of things can happen, and only a couple of them are any good.
So this has been going on with the Bears for like 20 years. Every year, it's a quarterback controversy. Every year,
of course, because they never made a good draft choice of a quarterback.
Or open up the saddlebags, you know, and get a few bucks out there and get yourself
a
quarterback.
They're paying a lot of people a lot of money. That's not the point. The point is that there isn't anybody in the Bears organization that knows what a good quarterback is. They're not drafting him, are they? I mean, am I mistaken?
I'm not seeing anything happen ever.
I stand
every
corrected.
Year it's
if
the
that's,
same
if that's,
old deal.
Yeah, well, it is the same old deal because, look at the lunacy when it comes to people's opinions about what a good quarterback is. Look what the Cleveland Browns did. They destroyed their franchise for years trying to figure out what a good quarterback was. And when people said, don't draft the alcoholic from Texas A&M, don't draft that guy, he'll show up drunk if he shows up at all. And they went ahead and drafted him anyway. And guess what?
Didn't work out.
He showed up drunk.
There you go.
This was the whole thing. What do our fans in the stands have to say, Mike Gary? We got some comments coming at us here from across the country, across the world on Facebook Live.
Across the world in
the UK.
Indeed. Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Ray wants to chime in about football returning. Says Connecticut just okayed a 6-game season for all high school football.
Who did now?
Connecticut, state of Connecticut.
That's good.
Bruce says, love the show, Hunter. Pamela, friend of the show, says, hi, Fred and Mike from Georgia.
Beautiful.
We have Cindy. Cindy's in the chat room as well. And I'm going to just go ahead and ban Paul Stern. Cindy said, hi, Fred and Mike from lockdown in Melbourne, Australia. Watching Hunter.
Down under. Is that right? Down under?
That's exactly right. Watching Hunter marathons to keep myself entertained. And we have Phyllis. Hi, Fred from Lake Worth, Florida. So there you go.
We're all over the place, folks.
That's good. You can check it out. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. I don't know if we have our executive producer, Courtney, is out this week, and I don't know if we have our emails, but we'll have those for you next week. So definitely send them Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. We should get you, Fred, you know, when football season starts, people are going to be watching these games. And after the game,
okay,
we should get you in some kind of a Zoom chat room or something and have people connect up with you and ask questions. And we can start doing that maybe once a week.
Well, you know what's very good about your idea? And it would be something the three of us could have a lot of fun doing. We all show up here at the studio, watch the game together, and then we go on. We go live broadcast around the world and talk about the sport that we just watched and take some questions and talk about the things that that people want to talk about. This is the type of thing I think the show is set up for, unlike a lot of other shows. We're here, and it would be a lot of fun. I know I'd like to be able to do it. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, you have good comments. Yeah. You actually, when I've watched football with you, will explain. I mean, we could even do this sometime during the game because you will say, hey, look what happened here, and you see the way the play is set up, what went right, what went wrong. That's kind of an interesting thing to get a player's perspective on that, especially you have always been the analytical player. In timeouts, you'd look and see what's going on the sidelines all over. You weren't looking in the stands. You always had that focus on the game, and that's important in football all the time, then and now.
Well, if I watched a football game with anybody, I would be looking at a complete different game that they're looking at, and it'd be a complete different game than what the color commentator and the play-by-play guy is giving the viewing audience. There's just things in the sport. It's like the Super Bowl, the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You know, people are trying to figure out, gee, what happened in that game? Well, the play-by-play people and the color commentating people were not giving you the game. They were not showing you the reasons why things were happening the way they were happening, and that's their job. And so what we can do here is we can do that and make watching the game that more fun.
I don't know if anybody in the chat room has noticed this, but I just wanted to apologize to our CRN video department. Apparently, they got some pictures messed up with yours truly, and they've had pictures of George Hamilton up there and Conway Twitty, I believe, gracing the screen, and Blofeld. Maybe we can get that corrected, Mike Gary. Is there a possibility? You got a new guy in the video room?
I'll see if some of my crack staff members can take care of that.
Well, it's only make-believe, I think.
It's the old music man himself. You'd make a good DJ, Fred Dreyer.
I would make a good DJ. That'd be a fun job to have.
One day on the show, should we just bring in records and let you play your favorites?
I would shock you as to how far I go back.
You would.
And how much
definitely.
Fun it would be pulling these
it's a
great,
laugh a minute.
These doo-wop records.
Yeah.
That's where I would
You're
go.
Doo-wop guys, I'm doo-wop.
I've ridden with Fred, and then he forces you to put the 50s on five on.
If I have to be on the freeway with you, Mike, I get what I want.
Oh, boy. Not even the 60s on six. He goes 50s on five. And the older, the better for you. And you're a West Coast guy. You don't even know about those East Coast people. And you got all these East Coast bands that you love.
Well, I go back to the days in L.A. in 51, 52 on television here locally to Johnny Otis. Remember Johnny Otis?
No.
See,
but that's good that you remember the Johnny Otis show.
Johnny Otis.
Wasn't he a catcher with the Reds?
No, he had. Johnny Otis was a DJ musician. He did Hand Jive, Willie and the Hand Jive.
Remember? Oh yeah, now that one I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and he also had guests come on the show every week, and it was the Three Tons of Joy. Huge black girls came on.
Three Tons
they
of Joy?
They were great. The Three Tons of Joy. That's what
And
they
perform?
And, oh, yeah, they sang. They were great.
Conway Twitty ever show up on the show?
I don't believe so.
No. Back in the day, there were a lot of great rock and roll shows that would have all the hits, and the people would come on and sing their new hit. Rick Nelson would be on there.
Yeah.
All the greats. So Elvis would show up. You know,
all those
and so
shows
there,
in the early days of rock and roll were absolutely the greatest.
Now, the only way you can watch anything is to, when I'm off not in the studio, see the pictures they come up with from our video archive. and Roger Moore, my favorite
James Bond. The best James Bond.
The best James Bond by far is Roger Moore as 007. Yeah, careful honorary mention to Sean Connery. I get it. But Roger Moore's the best. Let's just face it. We'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the one and only Fred Dreyer. By the way, Fred's been nominated as the new James Bond.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh?
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Michael Gary, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. By the way, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, follow him, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. We'll read your emails on the air. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That'll get it on the air here, and we'll read it for you hopefully next week here on the show. Should be good. But good show this week, gentlemen. You really got down to some nitty-gritty things going on. Have you watched any basketball games at all, Fred Dreyer?
I've not watched basketball.
I've not either.
Again, I say this to all the fan base out there. You know, it's one thing to report what's going on. It's another thing to follow it. I don't follow it. And when I see Black Lives Matter stenciled on the top of this of the court, it bothers me. I understand what the argument is, but I got to tell you, this is not the way to do it. You know, Black Lives Matter is not the organization you want to be associated with.
I'm for leaving politics out of sports. Just leave it out. Sports is sports.
Of course.
Let's not have messages in sports.
Well,
I'm done with it.
You rob people of the sanctity of falling into a fantasy that they can live and they can enjoy. They don't want you to ruin it. They don't want to say, "Hey, the guy in third base is a murderer," you know.
I think the thing
they just want to be left alone, and they want to be given their game, and don't want to be lied to.
I'm tired of watching the news, no matter whether you watch news on the left, right, or in the middle. I'm just tired of it. I want to watch a baseball game without political comments in it. Yeah, Mike Carey?
That's forever ruined. Now, I'll give you my dissertation on this after all the stuff blows over, after the election and everything. But you've seen the last of the good old days.
Sports is a distraction, and a distraction we need more than ever right now.
I agree with you, Mikey. And I got to get into my invisible man outfit so I can get the heck out. Got to get going here so I can find my keys. All right, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Check it out here. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad we're all back. I look forward to seeing
you. Bye.